The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Tom Fairbanks. Tom, you're making me so hungry. You came in with a poor boy or something. It was a huge sandwich.
It was a Reuben.
Was it?
Corned beef, sauerkraut, and I had it on, instead of rye, I had it on a hoagie bun.
Oh, very cool. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Friday, March 23rd, 2018. Hope the week went well and you're looking forward to a great weekend. By the way, we re-air our Friday program on Saturday morning at 7 here on KVOI. Shout-out day to our media partners. One of them, the editor-publisher, is seated to my right, Dylan Smith, TucsonSentinel.com. Dylan, we appreciate you and your team, your support since day one, really, of our project over 7 years ago.
Always happy to do it. Always happy to come on your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, Tucson Media Group, that's Tucson Weekly, Inside Tucson Business Explorer, Marana News, Foothills News, Desert News, also Three Sonorans supports us. Fletcher McCusker is here. Mr. McCusker, how are you?
I'm great. Happy spring.
There we go. Fletcher is the chair of the Rio Nuevo District Governing Board. Rio Nuevo has invested or committed $30 million of what is known as TIF funds. That's tax increment financing. Is that about right? 30?
$32 million. That's okay. Exactly right.
$32 million. And that has created a lot of construction activity, maybe over $300 million?
About $365 million.
There you
count.
Go. In the Thank Tucson you. City Center area. Fletcher is the founder of Providence Service Corporation and Symphonia Healthcare. Mr. McCusker's latest project is UA Venture Capital, a venture capital fund designed to commercialize University of Arizona science, technology services, and products. And that's off to a very good start as well, right?
Thanks for the plug. Well, yeah, it's an exciting time at the U of A.
And is there any organization that has not honored you with Man of the Year?
That would be.
I just saw the Cub Scouts have now joined in honoring you. And I asked you when you walked in today. I didn't know you were a Cub Scout.
I'm not a scout. They honor someone in the construction trades, and somehow I've finagled my way into being identified as someone related to construction. I think it's the conversation we just had about the activity downtown.
So is Rio Nuevo going to be extended for 10 years?
We'll find out next week. We passed the Commerce and Public Safety Committee and the Senate. We should go to rules, they tell me, on Monday, which could put the bill on the Senate floor Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
Representative Pam Powers Hanley had an op-ed in the paper in the Star a couple of days ago saying that if the legislature renews Rio Nuevo for 10 more years to 2035, as proposed in the House Bill 2456, it shouldn't be allowed to continue with business as usual. Do you find that interesting?
Interesting and odd, given her colleagues. Remember, we report to the legislature. We have to present our projects to the legislature. And the overwhelming majority of them have no interest at all in us going backwards. She made a great case, I think, for our extension because, any project that's cultural or arts or historic, we don't have the money for. So the extension would at least give us the wherewithal, but we still, Bill, have to get it past the legislative leadership.
Dylan?
To stick on that topic for a second, I think Pam Powers Hanley's point she was trying to make was that the voters of Tucson approved Rio Nuevo to fund a certain specific set of projects, and basically none of those projects have been done.
That's absolutely correct, and I think that's the precise reason the legislature intervened in 2009. If you were around then, the options when the Star broke that now infamous story, Rio Nuevo spends $230 million and has nothing to show for it. The legislature, remember, was in session. There was a lot of momentum just to terminate the TIF. But the city had also amassed $140 million of debt. So if the state had shut Rio Nuevo down, they still were going to have to settle the debt. So then Senators Payton and Antonori and others elected, instead of shutting it down, to basically seize it. So starting in 2010, the city board was replaced. We're now appointed by the speaker, the president, and the governor. And we report to the legislature. And they made it clear to me they had no interest in building museums and, you know, Indian villages and science centers. They wanted to see commercial activity that produced additional sales tax. And that's been our focus. We would like to see some balance in that. But, you know, we're still paying off over $80 million of that old city debt.
Wouldn't the biggest offender, to pick a negative word, the group, organization, entity that wasted the most money, wouldn't that be the U of A with their Rainbow Bridge, elevator to the moon, whatever that thing was they were trying to do?
The U of A Science Center, when we went, we did the forensic accounting when we all got on the board, and they spent $18 million, Dylan, on a science center that was never built. If I came to you and said, here's $18 million, but in a year, you cannot have built anything, you would be hard-pressed to spend that money. But
well, I mean, give me some credit here. I could figure it out.
That's exactly what they did. That was one of several projects that unbelievable amounts of money were spent on and then abandoned. So I know why people are angry about Rio Nuevo, but we've tried to educate, particularly legislative members, to separate the time periods. The 99 to 09 period was incredibly wasteful. Mismanaged, probably corrupt. You know, since then, everything we've done has been in partnership with a private lender, a REIT, a private developer. So we're leveraging those funds by partnering with private sector developers.
There have been some folks in local politics of late discussing this reauthorization extension. Not so much Pam Powers Hanley, I don't think, but saying, what have you guys done lately? You haven't done anything. And my driving around downtown, it looks like you've got some things going on. Is that a fair characterization?
It's an X-Files moment, Dylan. I mean, we've launched 20 projects. You can't go anywhere in downtown without seeing our work.
There's a big hole down there, at the very least.
Well, that hole, the masonry is going up in that hole. Yeah. That's Caterpillar's headquarters. City Park, the old thrifty block, after 10 years of languishing, is now topped off. It's, you know, five stories. So that has to come from someone who doesn't spend any time downtown, because literally every place you look, you see something, whether it's Roadrunners Hockey, the Greyhound Terminal, the Fox Theater, the Mercado Annex. We have, you know, literally 20 projects.
You've got a dumpster, I just noticed, parked outside your own office at Sinfonia. What's going on there?
I sold the company in September. The new owners are moving into the Pioneer Building.
So, okay.
That warehouse will become available if you want to open up a restaurant or something.
Well, that's a nice-looking space right there on the corner spot. Tool and Stone.
Yeah.
It was Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller who was leading the charge against the reauthorization, saying that the Caterpillar building was not underway, but it is underway.
When I went to Ways and Means in the House, I started my testimony with a photograph of the site. So we've actually provided tours for legislative members to see what we're doing. And we've provided dozens of photographs, Bill, to show people the work in progress.
Go over a few of these projects. You've got Caterpillar, the Cathedral Square, That's an exciting project because the Maris building, the multi-story adobe, is being restored.
Yeah, and that's going to be a spectacular block. We only invested $350,000 into that $20 million project. So that was designed for the developer called the Foundation for Senior Living to attract enough HUD credits to build that project. The Marist is being restored. It's the first time anyone's come up with an idea to restore it. But if you've been by the cathedral lately, that complex is going to be extraordinary. They've taken the walls down. The work we're doing is to winnow the street. They're going to put in a cafe restaurant there. They're putting in a new convention center that the diocese will run. It's really a spectacular project.
I think one of the biggest things that Rio Nuevo has accomplished is getting hotel development in the downtown area.
Three, possibly four. They surprised us because the first one, of course, was the AC Marriott. And if you know anything about the history of the AC, it's a Spanish brand hotel, very popular in Europe. Marriott bought it, and they picked five U.S. cities to launch: New Orleans, Chicago, Nashville, San Diego, Tucson. We were shocked. And it's been unbelievably successful. I tried to book a room there a few weeks ago. It was totally booked. And if one was available, the room rate was $429. It's unbelievable. The Marriott's committed.
What was that number?
$429.
In Tucson?
In Tucson, in downtown Tucson. That hotel didn't exist before October of last year. Marriott's committed to another hotel. The Caliber Group is putting a hotel at the convention center. So we're finally seeing outside developers now interested in our downtown.
All right, let's take our break right here. But before we do, let's tell our listeners about our new partner. It's Mona's Danish Bakery, my favorite bakery in town, home of the Danish Kringle. Have you been to Mona's, Fletcher?
No, I don't even know where it is.
All right, well, you're about to find out. Mona's is located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. You know where that Ace Hardware is up there at Swan and Sunrise? They're right by that. Owner Steve and Sherry, wonderful baked goods. Right now would be a wonderful time to stop by, have one of their sandwiches. Maybe this would do nicely. A ham and cheese melted on a freshly baked croissant. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com, for a link to Mona's Danish Bakery. We'll be right back. The Humane Society of Southern Arizona is moving to 635 West Roger Road. Our new home is almost done. We'll have a pet-friendly cafe, awesomely cool cat habitats, lots of play yards for our dogs, and a state-of-the-art clinic, and much more. We're caring for your new best friend until you find them at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Come visit us at 635 West Roger Road this spring and fall in love all over again. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday, the Monday Political Face-Off features commentators Bruce Ash and Jeff Rogers. Plus, we'll talk with Justice of the Peace and former Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll, Buckmaster, during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Welcome back. It is our Friday Focus interview in the Buckmaster Show, and Fletcher McCusker is here, the chairman of the Rio Nuevo District Governing Board. Isn't that the correct name of the board?
Yeah, we're the
multi-facilities. Yeah. Isn't that in there somewhere?
Yeah, it's a complicated title, the Rio Nuevo Multi-Facility Stadium District.
How has the city of gastronomy, now there's a second one, and it slips my mind where that is, but we were the first one to be named by the United Nations in the United States as this center for outstanding culinary arts, if you will. How has that affected Tucson, Arizona, and how about music?
How many restaurants do you think are downtown now? Do you know? Is that a loaded question?
I don't know.
Dylan, do you know?
That's a pretty loaded question.
You know. So it's 85 restaurants.
Okay.
5 years ago, I think there was three. You know, so the food environment, the destination for food travelers, and the authenticity of our chefs is part and parcel what attracted UNESCO to downtown. So, you know, we're thrilled, and it's contagious. We've only participated in a couple of restaurant projects. But when you look at the people who are downtown now and the quality and the variety, it's really quite extraordinary. We are ranked 7th in the U.S. now as a music destination, right behind Austin. You know, and that's been unbelievable. The Fox has had its best year. The Rialto had its best year. The arena is booked now almost all the time. I think they had 330 dates booked last year. Hmm. So it's all back, and it's about food and music. And that's really what's attracting people to downtown.
All right, Dylan, we've got a couple of calls, but while Tom gets those all lined up, go ahead with a question to Fletcher.
Yeah. During the break, we were chatting a little bit about the number of residential projects that are going in downtown. New ones, stuff that's been built recently. You have any concerns that we might be hitting a bubble with the number of apartments and condos and everything else going on? Not just in Rio Nuevo in downtown, but you know, right outside on 4th Avenue, there are a couple of very large projects in the works. We're talking, you know, thousands of units.
Yeah, we're seeing 2,000 market rate units go up in downtown. And then there's, of course, student housing projects all around downtown, as close as Euclid and Broadway. There seems to be substantially more demand. When 1 East and 1 West Broadway were built, they were leased before they were finished. You know, the new HSL project is the largest. It's 240 units. So we'll see how that'd
be the one that's going in where La Placita is.
Yeah, that's being demolished and being replaced by some of the most expensive apartments, in fact, in Tucson. So housing, if you look at Austin or San Diego or Portland, the last piece of those revitalized downtowns was apartments. And we're just now beginning to see that. It's not Rio Nuevo supported, but it's all private sector developed, and now commercial lenders are finally interested in housing.
All right, let's go to the live line, 790-2040. We have Chuck and Richard. Chuck, you are first. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I don't know the name of your guest, but...
His name is Fletcher McCusker. Go ahead.
Okay, Fletcher. Yes, I live on the east side, and the TIF district takes in... East on Broadway, all the way down to Park Mall, I believe, right?
Correct.
okay, sir, now, all the money is being spent downtown. I see no money being spent here on the east side, up to, you know, all the way to Park Mall, that far. Why is that, sir?
Our mandate has been pretty clear, and that was to redevelop the downtown core. We just recently expanded some projects on Broadway East to Country Club, so we are moving in that direction. We are, by design and statute, obligated to work in blighted areas. So downtown was considered blighted. The Broadway widening is going to condemn a lot of property. So when you get further east, it's just not considered a blighted project.
So it is coming in that direction.
We're going to own 39 properties along Broadway.
So the TIF isn't an extra sales tax. It's just a portion of the sales tax we would otherwise pay. And this is money that actually gets purposefully sent back to Tucson to do this stuff, other than being used by the legislature to do whatever, wherever in the state.
That's correct. There's no additional tax. The tax goes to the Department of Revenue first, and then we get our portion of it actually wired back to us. We get 50% of the sales tax in that geography above the 99 base.
Which is a better return than Tucson usually gets on the sales tax.
If Rio Nuevo was terminated, we wouldn't see any of that money.
Maybe in Phoenix somewhere.
Yeah.
Most
all
likely.
Right. Actually, we've got a very full board. So Richard and then Ray, 790-2040. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, Fletcher, I think you've done a great job. I want to thank you. And I wanted to pass along an idea or two. Maybe you've already explored it. The possibility of a slide. Now, notice in Oklahoma City right now, they've got several tall, 3 or 4 story slides that you can slide down. They're a lot of fun. And or they also have zip lines, you know, where you can zip across large areas. Anything like that coming for downtown?
Those are great ideas. Nothing we've ever considered.
There you go.
Really?
But
can we put a slide going down A Mountain? That'd be fun.
Yeah, there you go.
If you'll email me a link to that, I'd be happy to take a look at it.
If you guys will Google downtown Oklahoma City slides and zip lines, you can see what an outstanding job they've done. You know, you need something more than just food and beverage and drinking and bars and dancing, you know, which is fun. And eating, we need some tactile activities.
All right, Rich.
And Oklahoma City has been really successful at this.
Richard, send an email to Fletcher about that, would you please?
Okay.
Thank you.
I will.
Thank you very much. Ray, you are up next. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, good afternoon. I've got, first off, I want to make a quick comment about one of the other callers. He was saying that the downtown area is receiving all the attention at the expense of the east side. Well, for decades, it was actually the opposite. My dad would always complain that he was giving out more and more taxes and fees and everything else, and none of it was being on downtown or west side. It was all going to the east, so I guess a pendulum has swung the other way. But in regards to what the last person said about an idea, we definitely could use something like a hotel with an indoor water park set up. We're a desert city, and as far as I know, we don't have any major water parks at all anywhere. If the downtown could get one, I remember seeing on the Travel Channel once that this hotel was always booked because of their water water park setup.
Okay.
That, you know, they had people booking months in advance so their kids could have a great time on the water slides and the water park setup.
All right.
And the adults were thrilled because it had a great environment, great food, and, you know, like it was a family oriented thing.
Yep.
And I imagine something like that where Tucson would be a real plus.
Thank you, Ray. A water world.
Just remember, everything I do has to be approved by the Arizona legislature. So these are great ideas, and I'd be happy to take them up to Phoenix to explore them. I got a feeling that they're going to consider that outside my realm of focus.
They like business projects,
they like
right?
things that create sales tax. The whole point of tax increment financing is to take tax money to create new tax dollars. And that's the piece that was missing from 99 to 09 that we're now doing in spades. So, the legislature has managed now to insert themselves in our projects.
All right. So reauthorization or the extension to 2035 could be coming this week or next week.
I think you'll see it next week on the Senate floor.
All right. What should we look for with Rio Nuevo then in the next, say, 12 months?
We've got a couple of very exciting things going on. We just announced the J.E. Dunn project that's across the street from TEP, a 20-story tower with two levels of retail. You know, that's been one of the missing pieces of downtown. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have 25,000 square feet of retail, 550 parking spaces. That's another downtown challenge, and then 8 floors of headquarters office. That'll be the tallest or the second tallest building downtown. Importantly, that's entirely financed by the private sector. It's really extraordinary. J.E. Dunn is a Kansas City-based developer. They develop in Austin and Nashville and Kansas City, places like that. They picked Tucson, competitively won this project, and they're going to build it with their own money. So all Rio Nuevo will do is the site prep for that, but that would be the biggest project ever in downtown. And the retail is going to be world-class kind of retail. So that's exciting. City Park, they tell me, will open in June. That's going to have the first food hall in downtown. If you've been to Eataly in New York or the Grove in Anaheim, a bowling alley, a rooftop bar. So we're, you know, no water park yet, but we will have a bowling alley downtown.
The email for folks to reach you, so some of our listeners may have other ideas. What's the best way to get
my Gmail address is pretty public, fjmccusker@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Fletcher, for coming in.
Bill, thank you.
All right. Dylan, stick around, okay?
Indeed, I will.
Joe Ferguson is in the wings. We'll talk with the political writer of the Arizona Daily Star after we take our break right here. It's Buckmaster on a Friday. Be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. If you're listening to us on Friday, guess what? If you missed a portion of the first part of the program, we'll re-air the program Saturday morning at 7 right here on KVOI. But right now we are live. Dylan Smith is here, TucsonSentinel.com. Dylan, thank you for your participation in the first portion of the program.
You bet.
Interesting to hear about all the things going on downtown, and some listeners had some suggestions for Mr. McCusker about maybe a water world in downtown Tucson. Joe Ferguson joins us now. Joe is the political writer. Is a political writer, because there are other political writers at the Arizona Daily Star, but that is Joe's focus mainly. Let's begin with the A-10s. Do we now need to not worry about the future of the A-10, gentlemen?
That depends.
The Air Force Chief of Staff said they're good through 2030.
But the Air Force Secretary, during a congressional hearing this week, said that the A-10s would continue flying, they expect, through that date, but didn't specify how many squadrons of planes would still be kept or where they would be based. So it's kind of an open question whether they will get enough of those airplanes re-winged, which is terribly, terribly expensive, to still have planes flying out of here. And also this week, and Joe can maybe talk a little bit more in depth on this, but the Air Force announced that DM is again on the short list for a possible placement of the F-35, although it doesn't seem like we are very high up on that list.
There. Joe, I thought
preferred
that,
site.
Yeah, sorry, Dylan. I thought that was a done deal, that the F-35s were going to go elsewhere.
Well, there is another round and more F-35s put out into different Air Force bases. So we've got a 1 in 4 chance that they could come to DM, but we've also learned that the Air Force already has their preferred location in mind, and it isn't Tucson.
And if they were to come here, that would mean some of the A-10s, or maybe even all of the A-10s here, going away.
Correct.
All right. Yesterday, we interviewed Councilman Durham, Paul Durham, Ward 3, and I asked him, Joe, I told you to listen specifically to this interview because you've covered the police shortage situation, which the chief, as you pointed out in your article, has said, Chief Magnus has said, this is a crisis. And it's about money, one of the big, well, I would say that's probably the big issue, right?
Right.
Okay. So from what I understand, Mr. Ortega, the city manager, has a 2.5% pay hike on the table for police, but Paul Durham and others say they like the chief's proposal of 5%. Well, would 5% quiet some of the disgruntled folks who say things are so bad in the ranks?
It would, but there are other issues that remain because that 5% raise is only targeted to about 400 to 450 police officers who have been at the department for a number of years, and there'd still be more than 350 that wouldn't get this 5% raise. So, you know, they're losing a lot of specially trained officers throughout their ranks, whether they've been there for a year or they've been there for 10 or even longer. And so that's part of it. But at the same time, there's a critical manpower shortage, which means that they need to hire more officers, which means that they need to get them through academies. And that academy costs $100,000 per officer. And Tucson won't see them on the beat for at least 10 months.
And that's not really something that you want to cut a whole lot of corners on, you know, training a fresh new police recruit. You don't want to just hand somebody a gun and stick them in a patrol car and say, go do this.
Well, and honestly, you put 20 in there and five of them wash out. So, you know, it's also, you know, not necessarily you put 20 in, you get 20 out.
Yeah.
Should the people of Tucson be worried about their safety?
Looking at the stats, especially for violent crimes over the last several years, there's been a minor uptick. But compared to 20 years ago, this city is much safer than it used to be. And, you know, that's certainly there's a concern that, you know, we don't have officers responding to some incidents where you would expect one to show up in fairly short order. But, you know, there's a big difference between not getting the level of service that you want as a citizen, as a resident of this town, and being in danger.
Right.
Shouldn't the council kind of act, can they act in like an emergency session to put this additional money forward, or does that have to wait till the new fiscal year, Joe?
They could have started as early as, you know, a week from now at this point, but the council is still divided on where the money comes from and how much they should get and what they should give to each other, because there are other competing groups that are also asking for more than what the city manager is offering. And the city manager has reliably said over and over again that there's roughly about $6 million that the city can play with in terms of changes to its payroll system. It just doesn't go very far.
790-2040, if you'd like to join in the conversation. Joe Ferguson is here from the Arizona Daily Star, and Dylan Smith is here from TucsonSentinel.com. Let's talk a little politics. Coming up tomorrow is the Republican forum for the five candidates, Leah Marquez Peterson, and then four others who are, whether or not they'll even make the ballot, I think, is a question, isn't it, Dylan?
Yeah, you know, you need to get a certain number of signatures. I can't recall it offhand because they just this week released the number of valid signatures you need to go gather to be a congressional candidate who gets on the primary ballot. You remember what it is, Joe?
I remember what it used to be. That's the problem. So I don't know.
It didn't change that much, but yeah.
I mean, you know, you comfortably need several thousand signatures to make sure that you can survive a signature check.
Yeah, because people, you know, fill out more than one, and only the first signature that the first petition you sign counts, and you need to actually live in the district, be a registered voter of the party, et cetera, et cetera.
And the Pima County Republican Party is hosting an event?
They
this
are.
This weekend, right?
They are, over at the Mountain Oyster Club. So for $7.50, anybody, well, I should say almost anybody, can get inside.
Well, they invited Republicans.
You're a reporter from the Arizona Daily Star. You're not welcome.
No press is welcome, and I think that's the larger issue. Is that it's not about me. It's about the fact that no press is allowed inside. So my brethren in TV and radio also would not be welcome.
Then why are they having a forum if they don't want publicity?
That's a very, very good question, and it doesn't make too much sense to go through all the trouble of putting on an event like that if the only people who are allowed to know about it are the handful who can cram themselves into a, you know, not a very large room versus, you know, all of the other members of the Republican Party who want to be able to make an informed choice about who they're going to vote for come August. And, you know, even the independents who might be taking part in that primary, because this is unlike the presidential preference election. Independents can choose to vote in the regular cycle primaries in this state.
I thought candidates craved publicity.
Most do, yes.
Isn't that really how you get your name out there? I mean, to say that the media is not welcome at an event like this is really kind of baffling.
It absolutely is. And we've been working through different people to try to get them to understand that message, but all five are still going forward with tomorrow's forum.
Hmm. And okay, Dylan, nothing more on that topic.
Well, I mean, I just agree. It is. I was shrugging. It is baffling. Candidates should be wanting to get the word out about who they are and what they stand for, and especially for the four lesser known candidates really trying to very quickly and one would think affordably and efficiently make a name for themselves.
Well,
the more that they can get the word out about how they are different from the front runner, the better for them, I would think.
And I should say that the NRCC has already gotten involved in the game to back Leah. So those four are also, you know, under a fundraising deficit to get their name out there. I also will mention that I've been to the Mountain Oyster Club a number of times over the last 4 years for various Republican events, and there's never been a problem.
It's a very nice place.
It is, absolutely.
And this is organized by the Pima County Republican Party?
Correct, but they're handicapping it by saying that it's the club's policy, not theirs.
Hmm. That the club does not want reporters on the premises? Is that what you're hearing?
Lower the property value, probably.
Hey, but, I mean, they do have a bar there, and they charge money. You would think they want journalists showing up there.
Agreed.
All right, Joe, in your column today, you talked about Republican Representative Mark Fincham of Oro Valley once again trying to break up the Arizona border regions.
He's got a real desire to try to break them up. He thinks they've gone well past their mandate. He and other Republicans are very upset about the decision related to those under the DACA program being able to get tuition. And so he's hoping to break them up, make them an advisory body, and start from scratch.
Hmm. Isn't it too late to introduce legislation, or is this something already out there?
He used a well-known trick to take a bill that had already sailed through both houses and tacked it on as an amendment. So it's largely in the hands of the governor at this point.
So that was a 287-page amendment?
Yeah, a strike-through amendment that just sailed through.
That's one heck of a change to a bill.
Well, the bill has nothing to do with the regions, by the way.
What was like a water bill or something?
I believe it's an infrastructure bill.
Huh. Speaking of Mark Fincham, as we heard with Fletcher McCusker about the extension, Dylan, of Rio Nuevo, mm-hmm. the bill is actually being handled, introduced, and championed by Mark Fincham.
Which is kind of, I think I'll just a quick glance, you would raise an eyebrow at that because Representative Fincham is quite often seen as somebody who is not a big fan of the city of Tucson. Mm-hmm. Fairly consistently authoring bills that would limit the ability of Tucson to craft its laws, you know, especially about guns, mm-hmm. but plenty of other things as well. So here he is, the main sponsor of a bill to invest more money in downtown Tucson.
Well, Fincham also at one time was a critic of Rio Nuevo. So I've seen Indeed. Letters of his where he was very concerned about the lack of oversight for Rio Nuevo. So this is a good 180 on his part.
Joe, I wanted to talk a little bit about South Tucson. That's a story you've been following. They have new leadership there?
Eventually.
Oh.
So the ballots have been counted and everything is set, but you can't actually take office until they hold a meeting, and they just canceled their meeting for next Monday for another week and a half. So
they're going to just run out the clock?
Yeah, the old guard's still there until mid-April.
Didn't this happen in a previous round of a recall that they had down in South Tucson where they didn't have the meeting to seat the new people for months? They just kept canceling things?
Yep. Yeah, this is an old
meeting filibuster. Just keep saying there's no meeting. So they can't.
Right. And so, I mean, there's other things going on. So I suspect when they knew council is seated, there will be some changes in management. So this could lead to people losing their jobs.
Hmm. Is there any hope for South Tucson to continue as a functioning city? Or are they facing such a huge crisis? It just basically as far as money goes and their obligations as a city, are they up completely up against the wall?
The best
I know, I'm putting you on the spot. But
the best I can tell you is that they are one minor crisis away from not meeting payroll. And that's kind of the issue, is that they are hand-to-mouth with no ability to be able to deal with something like, you know, a large shooting or something like that where, you know, payroll and other things would get in the way. So while, you know, they're all working as hard as they can, it's probably a matter of time before they have to seriously consider disbanding and becoming a county island again.
Hmm. All right, Joe Ferguson, thank you very much. We'll look for your work in the Arizona Daily Star, Dylan Smith, TucsonSentinel.com, Tucson's online news service. We'll continue to follow what you and your team are doing, Dylan.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. We'll be back with Matt Russell, has some great weekend ideas for us on our weekend watch, some good maybe Easter, upcoming Easter holiday brunches, things like that, right after this. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our 3 new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. All right, Weekend Watch is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Makes a great weekend getaway. And when temperatures start to sizzle here in southern Arizona, I mean, yesterday we had a record-breaking day. So the good news is a three-hour drive to Silver City and that elevation of a mile high, you're going to get about 15 degrees of cooling. Check out their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. That's the starting place for the great places to stay and the many recreation opportunities in Silver City. Let's welcome our Inside Tucson Business food and beverage columnist, award-winning Tucson publicist, and a dedicated foodie, Mr. Matt Russell. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great on this beautiful Southern Arizona afternoon, Bill.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as they say. What's this Sip, Savor, and Celebrate event?
Yes, you know, it's always nice when the local culinary and cocktail community comes together to support a worthy cause. And tonight is one of those times at Sip, Savor, and Celebrate. It's at La Encantada, all to support JDRF. Now, it all starts at 6 p.m., where guests are going to enjoy a selection of food samples from top chefs, some sips from local brewers and distillers, and live entertainment. But the main event, Bill, is a Mix Madness cocktail competition to see what local bartender can shake and stir their way to victory. Now, I'm going to be one of the judges at this epic event. I'm coming thirsty, so join me tonight at Sip, Savor, and Celebrate.
And it's JDRF, which stands for...
The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, looking for a cure for type 1 diabetes.
Very cool. What's going on at the parish?
Well, I love it how some local chefs kind of switch up their menus with the seasons. And the same is true on the libation lists. And you can experience some fresh seasonal flavors on the spring cocktail menu that was just launched at the parish. Now, a few of them caught my eye, like the King's Cooler with house-infused strawberry vodka and fresh cucumber, oranges and lemons, and then there's one called the Cherry Smash with Irish whiskey and fresh mint. Spring is sprung at the parish, and you'll enjoy these lighter and brighter flavors starting this weekend.
What about the legendary Tucson butcher, Ben Forbes?
Yeah, there is nothing like a handcrafted hot dog or sausage assembled by a true butcher, and we're fortunate that one of the very best calls Tucson home, of course, his name is Ben Forbes, and his artistry is now on public display at weekend farmers markets around town. Now, Ben breaks these proteins down himself, like grass-fed beef that he uses to shape his own franks that are wrapped in natural lamb casings, if you can imagine. Now, you'll also find an array of craft sausages that I think will be perfect for your neighborhood barbecue. You can check him out on Facebook at Forbes Meat Company to find out where he'll be this weekend.
You're giving Tom Fairbanks and myself a red meat rush here.
Mission accomplished, Phil.
Have a great weekend, Matt Russell. Thank you, sir.
Right back at you.
That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Bill Buckmaster, the show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for its content. Our original theme music, courtesy of Christophon, this fine young German composer, had our original music right from his very head to the radio station. Rosemary Brandt, my assistant. Thanks, Rose, for all your support. My friends here at KVOI, our home station, our operations manager is Ray Allen. Ray is also my producer engineer Monday through Thursday. And by the way, Ray will be hosting Mic Check this afternoon for the vacationing Mike Shaw. So check Ray out this afternoon. Tom Fairbanks, thank you, Tom. Nice job producing and engineering for me as usual on Friday. Our production manager, also funny man, this guy is so funny, Jerry Cross, but a very talented individual. The ladies up front, thank you for your support, Mr. and Mrs. Martin, the owners of this locally operated and owned radio station. Let's put it all together and say thank you all very much for listening. Have a safe weekend. See you Monday.